Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
Welcome into Send It In, presented by BetMGM here on the BetQL Network. We got a great show for you guys today, talking a little bit of everything. We're going to continue our preview of all the teams in Major League Baseball today. We're wrapping up the NL West. Mark Willer going to join me in moments to talk about the San Francisco Giants. Also got a loaded slate of college basketball that we will dive into as well. It's a Tee It Up Tuesday. We're starting the Florida swing out on the PGA Tour. We'll look at some golfers that we like this week. Kate Constable will join me later on in the show as well, and then we'll give out some best bets for the day. As always, any questions that you guys have, comments, best bets, let us know. Go to twitch.tv/BetQL, YouTube.com/Odyssey Sports. Or you can go to Twitter and Instagram at the BetQL app. Let's get this thing going. Glasses in session. We start by going to the Glasser guest line. Mark Willer joining me, host of 95.7 The Game of Willard and Dibbs. 2 to 6 p.m. Pacific time. You can catch them weekdays. And you can follow Mark on X at @Mark_T_Willard. Mark, great having you on the show, man. I've been to 26 of the 30 ballparks in Major League Baseball. I tell everybody, the best one, hands down, is Oracle Park in San Francisco. Not a better place to catch a game. The Giants last season, they fell short of a wild card spot, only won 79 games. This year, their win total sitting at 81.5. They're plus 175 to make the playoffs. When you look at this Giants team, what are your expectations for them this season?
Well, oddly, and one of the things we're all talking about in baseball right now is whether or not these rosters have actually come fully together. You've got some major free agents sitting out there, and the Giants, who, you know, it may not feel like it to their fans, but they are the second biggest spender of the offseason behind their rivals, of course. But they've been very involved, and they know they need to be. You know, you talk about Oracle Park being the best place to watch a game. It really is. Provided that the human beings on the field are exciting, and the Giants have not been able to do that the last couple of years. So they know that they need to bring in a little pizzazz. So we'll see if they still get involved. And I think they need another starting pitcher. They've got an interesting rotation, but it's very injured right now. Alex Cobb and Robbie Ray won't be ready until some months or at least weeks into the season. So I really think they need to add there, but their lineup has absolutely been bolstered. You know, Jorge Soler in there now. You've got a new manager. Jung-Hoo Lee in center field. We'll see what he does at the leadoff spot. I'm an optimist by nature. I'm not sure if I'm ready to say it's a playoff team because of the rotation, but I'm definitely in on the over with regard to that win total.
Now, obviously, you know how tough this division is going to be. You're in the same division as the team that's favored to win it all with the Dodgers, yep. And they just got better in the offseason. The D-backs are the reigning NL West champs. The Padres are looking to have a bounce back year. The Giants' price right now, Mark, is 14-1 to win the NL West. Do you think at that price it might be worth a little bit of a sprinkle? Because it sounds like, you know, there could be some upside with this Giants team.
Well, I do think there's upside. You're not wrong. It's an unlikely scenario. The Dodgers, even when the Giants were doing some really good playoff things in over the last decade or so, the Dodgers were usually the team that was still winning the division. They almost always win it. They've given us very little reason this offseason to think that they won't win it again. So that would definitely be my pick. But at 14-1, is it a team that I think could potentially be the second place team, could have a little lightning in the bottle type of a year? Again, I do think that if they add another starter, I love this team if Jordan Montgomery or Blake Snell is on it, because you pair one of those guys with Logan Webb, and then when Alex Cobb and Robbie Ray and then some of the young guys like Kyle Harrison start to really get going by mid-year, you could have an interesting playoff rotation for sure. So is it a team that can handle the Padres? Are the Diamondbacks kind of overrated a little bit based on a playoff run last year? I do think there's a lot of parity below the Dodgers. The Dodgers are the team to beat. But at 14-1, I wouldn't go all in, but you might sprinkle a few, yeah.
All right, I like it. You're convincing me. You're making a good argument. You talked about how the Giants are getting a new manager this year. He's no stranger to the Bay Area. Bob Melvin had a lot of success with Oakland. He was with the Padres the last couple of years, so familiarity with the division as well. Are people excited about this Bob Melvin hire? I know Gabe Kapler is a manager when he was in Philadelphia and San Francisco. You know, there were a lot of moments that were good. There are a lot of moments that were bad. Do people think a new manager could help this team this year?
I think that they're happy that there's a new manager. I'm going to stop short of saying that people are excited about it. There's just everything feels very guarded with the fan base right now. They feel spurned. It's actually a pretty angry group right now. There's a lot of toxicity there because the Giants have done a lot of what feels like to people talking about landing major names and then finishing in second. To everybody from, you know, Bryce Harper and then Aaron Judge and then Otani and then Yamamoto. And this has just been over and over and over again. So the relationship between the fans and the front office needs to be repaired. This is a first step, but I don't know if I'd use the word excited. People are almost more relieved, you know, that's a weird word, but they're a little relieved that maybe Gabe Kapler and that style of baseball are not going to be jammed down everyone's throat anymore. Now, the front office still likes that style of baseball. So I think people are guarded in waiting to see what this is actually going to look like. Is it tangibly different? Will a pitcher be allowed to go to the sixth or seventh inning? Will a left-handed batter be allowed to face a left-handed pitcher, when a reliever comes in? That kind of thing, it's a wait-and-see type of a vibe.
Now, Mark, you mentioned Jung Ho Lee. He was the best big offseason acquisition for the Giants, paid him a lot of money. He's plus 900 right now to win NL Rookie of the Year, third best odds for NL Rookie of the Year. And then you also have Logan Webb, who is the third best odds to win the NL Cy Young at plus 1,200. In your opinion, if you had to make a bet, would you take Lee Rookie of the Year or would you take Logan Webb for Cy Young?
I'd probably put my money on Lee just because – we know that with these awards, it's not just numbers. It's also just what kind of attention can you garner? Logan Webb is just kind of an aw shucks guy. He's a really good pitcher. But what he does doesn't necessarily always pop on TV and his personality doesn't necessarily either. Jung-Hoo Lee, we don't know him very well, but we've seen the highlights. We've seen the way he plays. We've seen his opening press conference, which was an absolute home run, one of the most interesting sort of sit-down conversations a Giants player has had in a decade. So when you factor in that large Oracle Park center field, what he could do defensively, a bat-to-ball skills guy with large gaps, so there could be a lot of extra base hits. We'll see if the game translates, right? Like he's coming over from a place where we don't know if this offense is going to translate. But if it does, with his personality and nicknames and all of that stuff, it could be something that grabs a lot of attention nationally.
So for the Giants to have a big year, Lee's obviously going to need to perform well. Outside of him, which offensive player for the Giants, if they're going to have a good year, potentially make the playoffs, do you think is going to need to be key for them?
Well, I'm actually going to go beyond some of the obvious stuff. You know, people will say Soler needs to be healthy and hit his 30 home runs, or maybe Conforto needs to have a bounce back year. I'm going to point to a kid that we've been hearing about for the better part of 4 or 5 years in this system who is going to get the chance to be the everyday shortstop. The name is Marco Luciano. I don't know how familiar everybody is with him, but it's one of these things where 2 years ago it was like, this guy's a top 10 prospect in baseball. And now what you've heard, he's had some injuries. He came up a little bit last year, but people now look at him and kind of go, there's a buzz of like, maybe it's going to be that, but we're just not quite sure. They really want to give him a look. They want to give him his shot. And to me, it changes the entire lineup because he's a big body and a powerful bat at the shortstop position. If that works, if he has a great initial campaign, then their lineup looks totally different. And they've got pop and swag and just a completely different sort of way about them. So this idea of if this were to be, for instance, a 90-win team, it tells me that what Luciano's doing on the left side of the infield probably worked out.
Love it. Really good stuff. Mark Willer, you can catch him on 95.7 The Game, co-host of Willard and Dibs, 2 to 6 p.m. Pacific time. You can also follow him on X, Mark_T_Willard. Mark, really good to meet you, man. Appreciate the time. Good luck to the Giants, and we'll catch up along the way during the season.
PJ, anytime. Thank you, man.
Yeah, great stuff, Mark. All right, moving on. We're going to continue talking about the Giants as we preview their season, look at some more futures for San Francisco. Really good stuff from Mark. I mean, he kind of laid it out perfectly. That rotation is going to be headlined by Logan Webb. Alex Cobb, who was really good for them last season, is going to be banged up to start the year. Robbie Ray, who had a big-time year for Seattle a couple of years ago, was acquired by the Giants. They're hoping that they can get those guys in the middle of the year. They also got Jordan Hicks from Toronto, who has been a closer throughout his career with San Francisco and Toronto. They're going to try and convert him into a starter. He's got A-plus stuff. If he can learn to control that stuff through 5, 6, 7 innings, the Giants might have found something. That's one of the best pitcher's ballparks in all of baseball. So if San Francisco is able to get the most out of these pitchers that have some question marks, and like Mark said, if they're able to add a Blake Snell, a Jordan Montgomery, could be a really dangerous pitching rotation. Their bullpen also is one of the best closers in baseball in Camilo Duvall. So I do like the Giants staff. I do like their bullpen, especially if Alex Cobb can pitch like he did last year. Logan Webb can continue being an ace. And then if Robbie Ray or Jordan Hicks can help out along the way, I do like them as well. As for the lineup, really good stuff from Mark about the shortstop, Marco Luciano. They need him to be a star. They need him to perform. Obviously, Jung Ho Lee is going to garner all the attention. He's as the third best odds to win NL Rookie of the Year. If he can be good and their shortstop Luciano can be good as well, Giants might have found something. They may have found their next catcher for the next decade as well in Patrick Bailey. Obviously, had all those years of Buster Posey. Joey Bart was a high draft pick for San Francisco years ago. Hasn't quite worked out the way that they would hope, but it looks like they've found something in Bailey, one of the best defensive shortstops in the game. Then they have some veterans. They have the Michael Confortos. They have the J.D. Davises, Lamont Wade. They have Yastrzemski, guys who have been there for a couple years now. Again, the biggest hurdle for the Giants is just the division that they play in. They're going up against the best team in baseball. They also have the reigning NL champs in their division. San Diego's still got plenty of talent, especially if they're able to re-sign Blake Snell. So I don't like the Giants to win the division. As Mark was saying, though, at 14-1 could be worth a little bit of a sprinkle. I'm actually going to go under on the win total at 81.5. Even though I do like this Giants team, I just think their starting pitching has a lot of what ifs. After Logan Webb, you're trying to convert Hicks to a starter, then Robbie Ray and Alex Cobb, you don't know what you're going to get. Even though they got a lot of young talent in this lineup, for them to win 500 plus games in that division, I think is going to be a tough task. So I'll go under 81 and a half wins for the Giants. However, I do like Logan Webb to win the Cy Young at 12-1. I think that could be a good play. That ballpark that he pitches in is certainly going to be an advantage, and the kind of pitcher that he is. Being a sinker dominant pitcher at Oracle Park is just a match made in heaven. He's not the flashiest guy. He's not going to strike out as many batters as Spencer Strider. He's not going to throw as hard as Spencer Strider, but he is going to be really productive. And if the Giants do have a good year, Logan Webb is going to be a big part of that. So that is what I would look at if we're talking about the Giants. Time for a little Tee It Up Tuesday now here on Send It In as we talk about the Cognizant Classic in the Palm Beaches. This used to be the Honda Classic, which was the first leg of the Florida Swing. Now it is the Cognizant Classic. PGA National is the golf course, and it is a tough one. It is a grind. It's the second hardest course that they play year-round on the PGA Tour. It is not easy. You better be precise at this golf course. Has the most water danger holes on this course. 15 of the 18 holes at PGA National are considered danger holes with water all around them. So again, there are some weeks on the PGA Tour where we're looking at guys like last week at the Mexico Open, we're looking at driving distance. This week, we're all looking about accuracy. We're looking about precision. This is one of those weeks where really every golfer has a chance if they're accurate. You don't need to be long to win here. Guys who have had a ton of success throughout the years haven't been the longest of hitters. You're looking at some guys that have really been good when talking about course history, whether it be Eric Cole, who finished second here last year. He's 25-1 among the leaders. The favorite far and away this week is going to be Rory at plus 750. Might surprise people that Rory's playing in this event. He hasn't played here since 2018. You go all the way back to 2018 and 2016. Those are the last two times that Rory has played here. He finished 59th and he missed the cut back in 2016. So again, Rory is one of the longest, most powerful hitters on the PGA Tour, but you don't need distance this week. You need to be accurate. So I would not touch Rory. As a matter of fact, I would actually look at Rory to miss the cut. I think that could be a better bet than trying to bet him top 10, top five, something like that. Cameron Young is an interesting golfer this week at 22-1. Cam's played okay in Florida. He plays okay in Bermuda grass. He is a long hitter, yes, but his short game is very good. He's a good putter. He's a good scrambler. Don't love him this week. I think there's some better value on the board, but of all the long hitters, he would be the guy that I would target this weekend. Eric Cole, as I mentioned, finished second last year. I think he could be a good option. Shane Lowry at 33-1, I think is a great play as well. Sugar Shane, the last 2 years, has finished in the top five in this event. He's 33-1 to win this week, and he's the kind of golfer that you want at this course. He's accurate with his drives. He hits low little burners. It could be windy this week out in Florida. You want guys that can play in the wind. You want guys that are accurate. Shane checks both of those boxes. He also has a great short game. He's a great scrambler. He's a great putter. So no surprise that Shane Lowry is usually really good at this golf course. Another guy that's usually really good is Chris Kirk at 40-1. He won here last year, came in seventh the year before. Guy that grew up in Tennessee, went to the University of Georgia, played his college golf at Georgia, lives there in Athens now. So he's familiar with Bermuda. He's familiar with the Southeast, and he really likes this course, and it fits his game very well. He's one of the shorter hitters on tour, which shows you that, again, you don't need distance to win this week. If you want a long shot, Sam Ryder at 150-1 would be my guy this week. There have obviously been tons of long shots this year on the PGA Tour. That's really been the storyline thus far throughout the season. Sam Ryder, his last two times playing at this course, has finished in the top 10. Hasn't been great so far this season. He's played in five events. He's missed the cut in three of them, but he likes this course. And at 150-1, he would certainly be the guy that I would look at. If you could take away one thing, though, for this week, if you're trying to handicap the golf, you want precision and you want accuracy over distance, I would look to fade the guys that hit the ball far, and I would back the guys that are great on holes when you got to be accurate. Don't mind playing on Bermuda grass and can play in some wind as well, because that certainly could be a factor whenever you're playing in Florida. Let's go off the glass now here on Send It In. I see we're getting some questions. Parley, Man City plus Newcastle money line at minus 120. Love a little soccer parlay from Parley, so we will ride with that. Moist Cupcakes, couple of NBA and NHL thoughts. Both Kyrie and Jordan Poole have revenge games tonight. Like those two over point props and a bounce back by the Senators team total over tonight. I'm glad you brought up Kyrie, Moist Cupcakes, because I am in the same thinking along with you. We took Pascal Siakam last night in a revenge spot. That hit, and maybe we got another guy in a revenge spot tonight for our prop lock. As for college basketball, really like the slate in some of these, or really like some of these games tonight in this slate. Houston-Cincinnati isn't one of them. What I find fascinating about this game is that Houston is favored by 13.5. against Cincinnati. You look at KenPom right now, Houston is 32 points better than an average team. Cincinnati is 15 points better. On a neutral floor, this game should probably be about 16-17, yet Houston is at home and they're only favored by 13.5. Vegas is clearly expecting a letdown from Houston after that overtime win over the weekend against Baylor. So I'm not looking at the full game. I think by shrinking this spread, where that creates value is in the first half. And Houston basketball, the last couple of years in the first half, especially at home, has been an absolute cash cow. I would look at the Cougars -7.5 in the first half. Favorite bet of the night in college basketball, and it's a little uncharacteristic for me. I really like Kentucky. Number 17, ranked Kentucky on the road at unranked Mississippi State, and the Bulldogs are favored by 3.5. Normally, I'm on Mississippi State in a game like this, but I love the matchup and I love the spot for Kentucky. The spot, we'll talk about that first. Kentucky last week is in the same spot that they're in this week. They had a big win on Saturday against Auburn. Then they had their letdown game against LSU middle of the week. They lose that. Well, here they are again. They have a big win over the weekend against Bama, and now they have a chance to learn from last week against LSU and take care of business against Mississippi State. But why I really like this game is the matchup. Mississippi State is one of the best defensive teams in the country. They're number 11, according to KenPom. However, they really struggle to score the ball at times. You look at SEC play this season. When Mississippi State has gone up against the top three offenses in the SEC, who are three of the top offenses in the entire country, Bama, Florida, and Kentucky, they're 0-4 in those games. They've lost twice to Bama, they've lost to Florida, and have already lost to Kentucky this season. Last couple of years, I love fading Mississippi State against high-octane offenses. Look at the total in this game. It's 156.5. We got a contrast of styles, a great offense versus a great defense. The total is telling you this is probably going to be a higher-scoring game, which favors Kentucky. Give me the Cats +3.5 and take some money line as well. Then we got BYU at Kansas. Another interesting line. These are pretty much even teams, according to KenPom, when you look at the ratings, but Kansas is at home, and they're so dominant at home. This total, though, is what I'm looking at. It's gone from 153.5 to 155.5. Some money's coming in on the over. I'll ride with it. Give me over 155.5. Outside of Kentucky and Mississippi State, my favorite bet tonight in college basketball is Notre Dame +6.5 against Wake Forest. There's been a lot of talk this week about court stormings and how people feel about it. I can tell you what I love most about the court storming is that I like fading the next game of the team that just stormed the court. Wake Forest won their biggest game in 7 years with that win over Duke. Now they go on the road and they play one of the worst teams in the ACC in Notre Dame. How do you think this game's going to go? We've seen spots like this the entire season. We bet a spot like this on Saturday when Washington State was coming off that big win against Arizona, went to Arizona State as 6.5-point favorites and lost that game outright. I'd take Notre Dame plus the points. I'd sprinkle some money line as well. And then probably the stinkiest line of the night is going to be in Lubbock, Texas, between Texas and Texas Tech. Red Raiders are only favored by 3.5. The total is 144.5. Texas Tech should be favored by like 6 in this game. It's only 3.5. There are a lot of smart people out there that are taking Texas. I'm going to ride with them. I would take the Texas Longhorns. I love a money line underdog parlay tonight with Kentucky, Notre Dame, and Texas. I think we got a good shot of hitting that. So I would ride that. That's what I like tonight in college hoops. Let's find out what we're betting in the NBA. Maybe some college hoops as well. Kate Constable joins me from Model Making Money. Kate, always great to see you. What are the 5-star plays that BetQL has for us today?
Good afternoon, PJ. Five-star plays for today. A lot of totals, a lot of overs here. And one of them is Pelicans and Knicks over 218.5. I actually really like this over. The Knicks played last night. They got that win. I don't know if they were supposed to over the Pistons on that blown call. And the Pelicans, they're without a ton of players due to the suspensions after, you know, the little incident that happened with Miami Heat. So both of these teams kind of dealing with some fatigue in terms of the Pelicans being shorthanded, the Knicks having played last night. Oftentimes, I like to think that fatigue and tired legs leads to poor defensive efforts, because defense is where you really have to play hard. Offense is where you're supposed to kind of take your breaks, but it often doesn't end up playing out that way. So over 218.5 is the model's five-star play in Pelicans and Knicks.
All right, very nice. Kate, what about you? What are some of your best bets for tonight?
So I like the Warriors in the first half, -7.5. They're on the road against the Wizards tonight. Wizards have actually been decent at covering big numbers, which is why I'm not going to play them full game. But the Warriors in the first half, also over their last five road games, have been unbelievable. They have the best offensive rating in the league by nearly 30 points. Their net rating is, five, six points higher than the second best team, which is crazy because the Warriors' defense in the first half is pretty, pretty poor. So that just means their offense is exploding. You could also look towards like a Warriors team total over in the first half, but I like them to cover 7.5. We also have Jordan Poole and Draymond Green facing off for the first time tonight. Ooh. Since that punch as opponents. Also, PJ, I like the Thunder, -10 against the Rockets. These two teams played in Houston the other night. Thunder won by 13. They were really bad in the first half, but turned things on in the second half. And back at home tonight, Thunder, one of the best teams at home. They put up huge numbers. I don't think Houston's defense, which is miserable on the road compared to at home, will be able to keep up with OKC. So I'm going to lay the big number, -10 with the Thunder.
Kate, good call on Draymond and Jordan Poole. I wish we could bet Jordan Poole shot attempts, because I would take some alt overs. You know, he is going to be chucking tonight. That's going to be a fun game to watch. Kate, I want to get your thought on the Milwaukee Bucks. So this was a team we knew coming into the All-Star break, 3-7 under Doc Rivers. I had a feeling after the All-Star break, they would kind of turn it on a little bit, and they've started to do that, had that big win against Minnesota, followed it up with a couple of nice wins. They're still +300 to win and eat to win the East. Do you think that it's worth a play on Milwaukee, or can you still not trust this team with Doc Rivers coaching?
No, I'm starting to be able to trust them a little bit more. So I think that's worth a play. The Celtics are still the best team in the East. They're going to have the number one seed, obviously, based on their record right now. But they should regardless. Their roster up and down is the best in the East. The Bucks, though, at this price, they've improved a ton over since Doc Rivers has been hired. Whether or not the record actually reflects that, they've moved from 17th to 8th in defensive rating over their last five games. Their offense has stayed where it is. They've improved in net rating. Rotations are starting to form a little bit better. Jay Crowder back in the lineup has helped defensively as well. So I think this is a team that is going to continue to put it together. Do I want to bet them to win the East? +300, I mean, I don't think it's a bad look. It's just, can they get past the Celtics? And if they continue to improve, I think they can. So I'm buying Milwaukee right now, although I am going to fade them tonight against the Hornets. Hornets have actually been decent lately, and getting 13, 14, that's too many points against the Bucks tonight. So Bucks long-term, yes, I'll buy them tonight. I'm selling on Milwaukee.
Kate, we're getting to the point in the NBA where all these terrible teams are actually starting to get really good against the spread because all these numbers are so big. You mentioned the Wizards, the Hornets, the Pistons have been great, nearly won last night. So maybe something to watch for in the NBA here over the next couple weeks. She's Kate Constable joining me here on Send It In. Kate, great seeing you as always. We'll talk again later in the week.
Sounds good. Thanks, PJ.
For those people who want to continue to bet but don't have the time to research each individual game, you need to download the BetQL app. It ranks each game on a 1-to-5-star scale based on its unbeatable analysis from spreads and over-unders to player props. Stay up to date and bet confidently with BetQL's help. And once a day, you can play the BetMGM free-to-play BetMGM Fast Break for a chance to win daily prizes. Play as the point guard and choose to pass to Kevin Garnett, pass to Jalen Rose, or take it in yourself for a dunk. If you score, you get a prize. Free-to-play promotion for BetMGM Sportsbook. BetMGM Sportsbook account holders who play our BetMGM Fast Break will have the opportunity to win a reward if they score a basket. Time to wrap up the show. PJ's plays. Got a couple minutes left. Folks, you know, there are some days when we do this segment and I don't really like my plays. Kind of think we're sweeping the board tonight. Not going to lie. Shawnee Sharp included. I know he's excited about his bet. My prop lock, Moist Cupcakes, teed it up earlier in the show. Revenge spot for Kyrie tonight, going up against one of his former teams in the Cavs. He's gone over 26.5 points in his last three games. Been super efficient from the field. Really playing well offensively. We'll go over 26.5 points for Kyrie. I'm staying away from that Kansas and BYU game. I told you guys I like the over. I would take over 155.5. I think BYU could hit some shots, though, and stay close in this game. So we're not going to touch it. Dog of the day, give me Wake Forest or Notre Dame plus 6.5 against Wake Forest. We're going to fade the Demon Deacons after that big-time win against Duke. I'm feeling a letdown spot. Give me the Irish plus the points. Shawnee Sharp, what is your best bet on this Tuesday, sir?
Yeah, Peach, I'm very excited about this one. I'm going to say Shawnee Sharp did a good job on his research on this one. I'm going Chet Holmgren over 16.5 points. He's gone over this three straight games, including 29 and 25 in the back-to-back games. And that 29 was on Sunday against the Rockets, who he plays again tonight. And the Rockets allow almost 29 points per game to the center position, which is second worst in the NBA. Line's too low, and Chet's starting to heat up a little bit. So I think 16.5 is way too low of a number.
Love that. Love that. Good nugget, too, about the Rockets against the center position. My best bet, Kentucky, plus 3.5 against Mississippi State. You guys watch the show. You know I'm usually never on this kind of side. I just think basketball is all about matchups. And whenever Mississippi State goes against an elite offense, you got to fade them. Give me the Cats plus the points. To recap, our best bets for today. We're going Kyrie over 26.5 points. Kansas BYU is going to be our stay away game. Notre Dame plus 6.5 against Wake. Sprinkle some money line as well. And take Kentucky plus 3.5 against Mississippi State. Remember, take a little Notre Dame, Kentucky, and Texas money line parlay with the dogs. See if we can hit big. Thanks again to Mark Willard, Kate Constable for joining me on the show. Ryan Clary joins me tomorrow to talk some Nationals baseball as we preview them. Have a great rest of your day. Good luck on all your bets. Let's go Kentucky.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
This NBA season, every shot you take with Fanatics Sportsbook puts points on the board. Earn up to 10% fan cash on your bets, win or lose. So even if your bet misses, you're still scoring fan cash, which unlocks exclusive rewards like authentic apparel, game tickets, and meeting legends at Fanatics events. Make the switch and turn every bet into a bucket with Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or 1-800-522-4700. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music, while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call. Because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.